Thank you, Paul. Good morning. We'll start with the news of another famous night at Loftus Road as Queen's Park Rangers beat Wigan to make it to the Championship playoff final. BBC London 94.9 match commentator Phil Parry says it was an important win for the club.
Big investment's been put in by the likes of Tony Fernandes and the Mittels as well, and they need to get back. We know about the financial situation, and hugely important, I suppose, for everyone connected with the club, Harry Redknapp and the players alike, because they all want to play on the biggest stage possible. They are now 90 minutes away from that happening again.
Midfielder Gary O'Neill tweeted after the game, "All things worthwhile come with a cost." That's along with a picture of a gap in his teeth, having lost one during the game.
Nah, I haven't found it, so I'll go and get a nice expensive one. Maybe I'll go for a gold one, get a gold one put in.
It was a bit of an elbow, wasn't it?
I'm not really sure. I know it hurt his elbow. When I spoke to him after, he said, "My elbow's killing me." I remember being on the deck and the physio saying to the bench, "Hold on a minute, he's a mess." So I thought, oh no, that don't sound good. But there's no way they were getting me off.
Manager Harry Redknapp says he'll be heading to Romford Market for a new suit. He got drenched last night as he attacked the game by bringing on Bobby Zamora. BBC London 94.9's Andy Rowley with the questions again.
And Harry, you're going to need a new suit when it comes around after tonight.
Yeah, and a new shirt, and I'm soaked to the skin, but it was worth it.
And Bobby did a great job for you, didn't he, when he came on?
Fantastic when he came on. Amazing. Still got so much to offer the game. Top player.
Queen's Park Rangers will now face Derby County on May the 24th at Wembley. Tonight it's the turn of Leighton Orient. They're level at 1-1 with Peterborough going into the second leg of their League One semi-final. Captain Nathan Clark believes their team spirit is key.
We're not the biggest of squads and things like that, but you know what we are as a squad, we're tight-knit. We're good mates off the pitch as well, which I think helps. You tend to look out for one another on the pitch then.
We full commentary of the game from Brisbane Road on BBC London Digital Radio, Satellite and Freeview 721 this evening. And a final football line, Crystal Palace boss Tony Pulis picked up the Premier League's Manager of the Year award last night. In county cricket, Surrey are chasing 267 to claim a first championship win of the season. Heading into day three against Gloucestershire, they'll resume 40 without loss. Middlesex will resume 275 for three, 9 runs ahead of Lancashire in the first innings on their day three at Lord's. David Milan scored 92 yesterday, and despite being involved in 2 runouts, Milan says it's good to see the middle order contributing more.
We have let the team down a few times over this year and a few times last year, so it was nice to put our hands up, especially after last week's batting display, to come back and do this was great, great experience and great feeling, to be honest.
Of course, there's commentary on both counties' play on the BBC London website. And in cycling, Bradley Wiggins has taken the lead at the Tour of California. He won the second stage time trial to take the lead from fellow Brit Mark Cavendish, who sprinted to victory on stage 1.